According to every known measure and statistic, I guess there is no doubt that across the board in our American contemporary culture, boys are in trouble. It used to be that girls generally did better than boys in grammar school, but that boys tended to catch up developmentally and academically by junior high or high school. But today, boys tend to do less well than girls in grammar school, in high school, even in college. Boys today experience more emotional problems. More often than before, they suffer from low self-esteem. They suffer as well with depression and are more prone to violence, and they have a higher incidence of suicide. And you know, when you think about it, it's not all that hard to discover the cause. Today's culture on TV, in the movies, even among some school counselors and educators, all tend to denigrate masculinity. What boys do by nature is often ridiculed, while what girls do by nature is usually honored, and it should be. It's just the reverse that should not exist. Now, certainly there is a physical and genetic basis for masculinity, but vital aspects of manhood are virtues that need to be learned. Boys have always needed good men to teach them how to become good men. Boys tend to learn by doing, side by side, with fathers, with brothers, with grandfathers and uncles. But as we all know, sadly, in many American homes, there is no father, and there are few, if any, positive male role models. Even Jesus, who according to the scriptures was both fully human and fully divine, even Jesus needed to study certain skills as he grew in wisdom. As the letter to the Hebrews explains it, he learned obedience through suffering. Like us in all things but sin, Jesus, in the infinite mystery of the incarnation, needed to learn how to become a man. No wonder God chose a man as good, as prayerful, and as prudent as Saint Joseph to be the foster father of the Lord. Joseph was chosen by God to be an example of manhood for Jesus. And our omniscient God could not have chosen a better, a more godly man than the carpenter from Nazareth. It was Joseph's fatherly role to instruct Jesus in the rules and the rites of the law of Moses, in the spiritual treasury of the Psalms, and in the sacred history and lore of Israel. Jesus would have accompanied Joseph to the synagogue for study and prayer. And at the temple in Jerusalem, Jesus would have walked with Joseph from the court of the women into the court of the men, and with him observed the priests offering sacrifice. Jesus would have also learned from Joseph the carpenter's craft. From the time he was a child, he would have practiced how to fashion the wooden implements used for farming, how to build the simple furniture used by his neighbors, and how to hew and then install roof beams, doors, door frames, and window frames. Very ancient tradition tells us Joseph had 4 sons and 2 daughters from a previous marriage. So Jesus grew up amid a large, extended family of aunts and uncles and cousins. Both Joseph and Jesus must have been rugged working men with strong arms and calloused hands. As today's gospel reminds us, Jesus was so completely identified with Joseph the carpenter that his neighbors in Nazareth rejected his new role as teacher and prophet. Also, according to old tradition, good Saint Joseph died before the Lord had begun his public life. He died a righteous and a faithful man, greatly blessed by God. He died, as all of us would hope to die, a happy death in the arms of Jesus and Mary. So today, perhaps more than ever, we need the example of Saint Joseph. It was not easy in his time to be a good man under the harsh rule of pagan Rome or the brutal tyranny of wicked King Herod. Joseph dreamed wondrous, holy dreams, and he trusted in the awesome promises of God and the effective power of God's grace. Joseph did not always understand everything that happened to him, but he never stopped trusting and believing in God. Unlike so many of us today, Joseph also never went back on his promises or withdrew from his commitments. After Jesus had revealed himself as the Messiah, he began to describe God as our Father, and he used the intimate Aramaic word Abba, meaning daddy or papa. I can't help wondering if his deliberate choice of this word to describe his eternal relationship with God the Father was not, at least to some degree, influenced by his earthly relationship with strong and gentle, with loving and good Saint Joseph. The first bishop of our diocese, John Lancaster Spaulding, chose as the heavenly patrons of our local church the Blessed Virgin Mary and Saint Joseph the Worker. Mary and Joseph were the first people to receive Jesus into their hearts and lives, and to believe in him. On this day, dedicated to affirming our vocation as men to daily live lives of faith, of service, and holiness, we should all look to Joseph for guidance and inspiration. As men, we always will need to turn aside from selfishness. We will always need vision for greater purposes, and we need to be challenged by the very highest standards. As Catholic men, we have a sacred role to fulfill in our families, in our communities, where we live, where we work, where we play. But we cannot change the world until our lives have been changed. The church needs high-octane men, open to risk, ready for challenge, guided by discipline. Saint Joseph clearly understood that heaven was not for cowards. When called by God to serve Jesus and Mary, he did as he was commanded. Through baptism, confirmation, and Eucharist, all of our lives have been conscripted for the army of the Lord. But this annual men's march, our prayer and reflection together, even our experience of the holy sacrifice of the Mass, will not help those we love or build up the unity and peace of the Holy Roman Catholic and Apostolic Church unless each one of us, like Saint Joseph, determines to do without any compromise what God has commanded us. So as Blessed Brother Andre, who is often called the Apostle of St. Joseph, will be canonized in Rome this coming October, as he urged, Ite ad Yosef, may we all go to Joseph for help and for inspiration. May we imitate that man of faith. May we stand up for what we believe. May we serve the folks God has put into our lives. May we love the Lord with all our heart, mind, strength, and soul, and with God's help, love our neighbor as ourselves.